Well, welcome to Lives Changing Lives. I'm here in Studio Ryan Erb, and we're looking forward to another installment of the Emmanuel Bible College show, Lives Changing Lives. In studio with me this week is a good friend of mine, Dale Pilgrim. Welcome, Dale.
Nice to be with you, Ryan.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you here. I'm looking forward to a series that we're going to be on the next 4 weeks called God's Personal Strategy, and It's named after the world-famous book that you've written, right?
Well, let's hope it'll go somewhere, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, we've been reading it lately and enjoying it for sure, learning a lot. So we're going to take people through a journey over the next few weeks with the sections of this book, beginning with the mission and the mandate of the church. And then the matter of fact, talking about a study that Dale had done about discipleship, the opportunity and the method. So, you know, talking about where we're going and how we might do discipleship in this modern era. And then something that we're calling the method and the mentor. So we'll talk about that later, too. So we've got some good shows lined up, and we're looking forward to it. But I thought, Dale, we should introduce you to our audience here. Not everyone has had the chance of being at your church in Kitchener, so you better tell them about your ministry and your family.
Sure. Well, I'm a Newfoundlander. I was born and raised in the church, and actually came to faith in Christ when I was seven. Didn't understand the theology of it, but understood I needed to ask God to come into my life. So from that, I became an officer of the Salvation Army, the equivalent in some respects as a pastor. And I've been a pastor for 25 years. Started very young out of high school. And so I've been in Kitchener for on my fourth year, pastoring the church in Kitchener. Just a great people, fantastic congregation, real heart for ministry and passionate about the gospel of Christ. So Glennis and I, my wife Glennis, we co-pastor. She's ordained in her own right. And so we share the ministry in many respects at Kitchener. We have two girls, Julia, who's 22, Janine is 18, and just kind of mapping their own lives and finding their own faith expression and learning some interesting things. So Kitchener has become home for us. And we really love it here. We have a great time here. Some good support systems, some great friends, and you know, buddies like Ryan who love Dairy Queen. So
one of our common bonds everybody should know is ice cream.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you haven't lived till you've had ice cream, right? So,
there's more behind that story. Not everybody would know, of course. Probably almost no one listening to this radio show that you and I have known each other for a few years, even before you were in Kitchener. When you were in Owen Sound with the church up there. Because we are buddies from a master's program that we went through together out at Trinity Western University.
Absolutely. And being two of, there were only three of us from Ontario who were taking the course, and we became our own support system.
That's right. And real people in the residence, right?
Yeah, and I remember my first ice cream experience out there, and maybe you want to tell that story, but that was quite interesting.
What, the $10 ice cream cone? Is that
That's it. That's it. And
I just limited ice cream for a little while, didn't it?
It did. I tell you, I broke my budget. Yeah, that was interesting. And so, we had that great experience of doing the program together and climbing that 5,000-foot elevated Elk Mountain.
Yeah, we
remember
did
that.
That's right,
And that was my first mountain climb, and nearly done me in, but I made it. So, we've got a little bit of unique relationship.
That's right. That's right.
Friendship.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have the opportunity to have you on the EBC show here. So, our show, Dale, just so you know, we try real hard to tell stories and talk with people. It's a talk radio show where we interview all kinds of people, and our goal really is to share how our lives affect other people's lives. And so, a topic like discipleship, that is the core of your book, is so incredibly important to what we're trying to do with this show. So I'm looking forward to our.
Well, let's hope it can help. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So today, folks, we're going to be talking about what we're calling the mission and the mandate of the church. And Dale, in the opening chapter of your book, you say, "We have arrived at the conviction that the only thing that really matters in the end of our lives are these things that spoke directly in investing in people, building relationships. The cups of coffee, the visits when someone needed support, or investing in young people by showing interest in their lives and experiences." What